Scientists are looking at how a warmer North Pacific Ocean could affect weather and climate this year. There could also be significant impacts to marine life, including species that form the basis for Alaska's commercial fisheries. KTOO's Matt Miller has more from Juneau.
A conference at California Scripps Institution of Oceanography in May featured scientists in fields ranging from avian biology to Arctic climatology. They tried to determine the potential impacts of a giant mass of warm ocean water that currently stretches from the Gulf of Alaska down to Baja California. Temperatures have increased more than 2 degrees Celsius since the fall of 2013.
Can 2 degrees C really affect weather and marine life?
I know. It doesn't seem like very much. It seems like, oh, that's not such a big deal.
Molly McCammon is with the Alaska Ocean Observing System, an observing and data gathering organization based in Anchorage, and she helped organize the Alaska contingent that participated in that California conference.
But for species that live in the ocean, it's a big deal. 1 degree C is a big deal for things that live in the ocean. So, yes, it can have a big impact.
Nicknamed the Blob, the mass of warm ocean water may be a factor in Alaska's recent mild winters, dry conditions along the west coast, and extreme cold conditions in the Great Lakes region last winter. It's not the same as El Niño, which has its origins in the equatorial region, and it's not clear if the blob is related to Pacific Decadal Oscillation, a longer-term cycle of ocean climate variability. Its formation may have been generated by a lingering high-pressure system over the Northeast Pacific that diverted winds and passing storm systems. As a result, the ocean surface did not have the chance to cool off as usual.
I think the consensus was that, yes, this is an unusual warming event. It's above and beyond just the warming that's happening as a result of global warming. There also seems to be an El Niño forming right now as well, but they think that's separate, but it could be merging, exacerbating this unusual warming event. So there's a lot of unknowns.
The relationship between the ocean and atmosphere is complex, and the interactions are rarely linear or sequential. Ocean surface temperatures, surface and subsurface currents, atmospheric pressure, winds, temperature, precipitation, and geography may all be linked in some way. And how each influences another could vary significantly.
That's actually what we're trying to figure out at the moment, what or how things might be linked to the blob.
Peter Benyennek was one of the Alaska scientists who attended the conference. He's a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Alaska Fairbanks International Arctic Research Center.
Because normally there are linkages to what goes on in the North Pacific, and especially the equatorial Pacific, sea surface temperatures. Like if there's an El Niño going on in the equatorial Pacific, then we'll tend to get, for instance, warmer than normal sometimes winters in Alaska.
Bienek expects the higher ocean temperatures will persist for the rest of the year. The longer view, however, is difficult to predict. Scientists believe the layer of warm surface water extends to a depth of 100 meters. The boundary acts as a barrier and can hinder up and down movement of phytoplankton through the water column. The tiny, light-sensitive marine organisms form the base of the ocean food chain. Jamal Moss says the prognosis is good so far for juvenile Alaska salmon now heading out to the open ocean. This year's juvenile pinks, for example, are the biggest ever and have the largest lipid or fat reserves.
So big fish that have lots of energy tend to survive better. So right now, all signs are pointing to good conditions for at least the Alaska stocks.
Moss is a fisheries research biologist for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Auk Bay, who specializes in juvenile salmon and juvenile marine fish ecology. At the recent conference at Scripps, Moss says they figured
this might be a boon for fish. Might actually help them, at least in the short term, because it appears that the zooplankton that juvenile fish are eating is abundant, as well as high in energy and fat. Even though there are a whole new suite of predators, host of predators that are in these waters that are potentially preying upon them as well, it seems like they're going to do well.
Unusual marine sightings in high latitudes include blue and thresher sharks, pomfret, and sunfish. Those are species that usually congregate in warmer waters. Moss says scientists have also detected an increase in juvenile sablefish or black cod offshore of Alaska, but they don't know yet whether it's related to the blob or if it's just a coincidence. As for the West Coast, Moss says it may be a mixed bag of conditions for species in warmer water. Alaska Ocean Observing System's Molly McCammon says scientists are planning research for the summer to determine the impacts on species and find out how and why the blob has moved and stretched out along the West Coast. A follow-up conference to compare notes is tentatively planned for late fall. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.